We reached midnight, and it was like a celebratory moment to say that like weed is now legal, and that we made it because there's not going to be any more pointless persecutions.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Oh, Zach.
Eres un músico.
Yeah.
¿Qué tipo de música haces?
Mostly rap and hip hop music.
It is midnight in Montreal.
Yes, it is.
Es la medianoche en Montreal. ¿Qué representa esta medianoche para ti?
Well, the reason why I was celebrating midnight tonight was because legalization starts tomorrow morning.
Lo que estoy celebrando es que la marihuana se vuelve legal esta noche. Dijiste, lo logramos.
Just being the first world country that has it nationwide legal.
Es porque somos el primer país occidental, es el primer país del primer mundo que legaliza en todo el país la marihuana. ¿Cuál es la relación entre marihuana y la música?
I don't know if there's a connection with the music, but
no sé si hay una relación entre la marihuana y la música.
But I just think that there's a lot of good things that can come from it. Like
hay muchas cosas muy buenas que pueden venir de ello.
Like tax revenue.
Como el ingreso de los impuestos.
Less tying up the courts for
menos embotellamiento en las cortes por convicciones por posesión de drogas.
Yeah. And I think that it's going to do a lot of good to not have a prohibition on marijuana. I mean, we saw what removing the prohibition against alcohol did in the 20s.
Estamos viendo la experiencia de la historia en que en los años 20 el alcohol era prohibido y ahora vemos cómo eso ha cambiado y lo mismo pasa con la marihuana que era prohibida y ahora que va a cambiar.
Absolutely. And that's it. I think that as a society,
me parece que como sociedad nos va a beneficiar mucho.
To not have to think about something so it's such a low level.
Es algo tan común que no debería ser un crimen. Okay, so now your music, es música hip hop.
Yeah, so for us, like a lot of us are avid marijuana users.
Muchos de nosotros somos ávidos consumidores de marihuana.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a lot of like friends and associates and stuff like that have actually done jail time.
Y tenemos muchos socios, miembros asociados que en realidad han tenido que ir a la cárcel.
Based on marijuana convictions, and we think that
debido a las convicciones debido a la marihuana.
And we know that the government is tabling a bill right now which will actually expunge a prior marijuana convictions, which for a lot of us it decides whether or not we can go to the United States, whether or not we can tour.
Yeah.
Because we have those prior convictions and then we're on the travel ban because Canadians with a criminal record are on the travel ban to go into the United States.
Y sabemos que el gobierno está tratando de borrar las convicciones anteriores porque si eso se hace, nosotros vamos a poder, como músicos, poder ir viajar a Estados Unidos y hacer nuestra música allá. Es algo que es positivo.
Absolutely.
Muchas gracias.
No, for sure, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
And we do this every day, hey. Check it out, where they at, hey. Yeah, make a rise in the state, hey. Check it out.